say? It's better now? So much better. The heart is strong.
I'm feeling more difficult. As if I am quite right.
This is the advantage of a Western body.
Certainly, I agree. But yet, Maharaj and all boys are like a guard. They don't allow to come to me at all times. Only they can come in the evening. And a little talk, and I go to
speak something.
Classes. Yesterday I took class. I knew nothing. 1 hour gone. Then they told that you should stop. But no tired, nothing. I hope that I am quite.
May Krishna give you long life, full of health and strength. Here is our godbrother, Gunagrahi Swami.
From whom he has taken the name.
He joined at the same time as Purjan. They were classmates in school in 1968. So he preaches in America, traveling with brahmacharis, lecturing at colleges, so many places.
Now he's
visiting
in
for
Vrindavan.
Yes, for our institute.
How are you? How are you feeling?
Happy to be here.
Have you been to Samadhi of Swamiji?
Yes.
And prayed here? Him in his lotus feet.
Yes.
Samadhi means always there. She is samadhista, not speaking, but she is seeing everyone. Nirvishesh Samadhi and Bhakti Samadhi is not the same.
In the court case, that question came to me.
Oh.
About, remember, at the court case, they will, this is the main point. They have idea about Maya Vatsanya. Samadhi.
In Vaishnava Samadhi, that Samadhi's person is so much active, like God. And Nirvishesh Samadhi, everything, senses are stopped, nothing to do. Swamiji is more active to serve his yugal and also to have mercy upon their dependents. So both he is doing in Samadhi.
So, today is the first day of our lesson on this time. Now, what have you decided you will
I have
of?
Decided that today I will give a short description of Madhurya Kaatmali, which is a platform of bhakti. Then we can have one day Rag Bhakti Chandrika. And then we will read that will be. You have read Madhurya Kadambini. But only to remember.
This is your room is an extension of our
Certainly.
Institute. You are also prepared, just like we have to prepare, you have prepared to teach us.
Today I thought that the first should I give them. That I thought that first this thing and then the last question. I explained that to a slope.
Yeah, in Bombay.
In Bombay. There are something to tell again about two slokas.
So we will begin from the beginning when we do that.
Now today we begin Madhurya Kadambini. What is the subject of Madhurya Kadambini? Madhurya Kadambini. Kadambini means cloud. Madhurya. Radha and Krishna. All kinds of madhur that comes from Krishna and takes a shape of cloud. For instance, we can remember Raramananda in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meeting at Jodhauri. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is doing pranam to them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that you are ocean of nectar, prem, raso vaisaha, and like a ocean water, comes in the shape of a cloud. By sun rays. We cannot see how water has gone there. We imagine. We cannot see. In the shape of vapor, sunrise takes it and turns into cloud. Try to understand. Not by my wording. Then the rain, it falls as the shape of rain and going into various things in sea or ships.
Oyster.
O-Y-S-T-E-R.
Oyster. That raindrop in Swati Nakshatra, it comes in the oyster, Om. And then it takes the shape of water. And then ocean is called Ratnakar. Ratnakar, you know? Ratnakar, akar means samuha, and ocean of pearls and
jewels.
So likewise, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ocean of water, and he is also sun, and the water of ocean comes in the shape of cloud. So his mercy, his kripa, man mercy, becomes in this shape of cloud. And the cloud is bhakta, that is Raya Ramananda and all other Sarup Dhamudas. And that becomes so sweet, that rush. And then here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he anubhav karta hai that he feels so much rush Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Krishna and he is Vishay of prem,
object
of prem. is not subject. Subject most has on a top. Subject is Srimati Radhika. So prem, a special prem lives in subject, not in object. It like first ocean, but he is not then Ratnakar. From clouds water, when in Swati Nakshatra it recedes, then it becomes Ratnakar. So bhakti, when from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes in the heart of Srimati Radhika, Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Sakha, then it becomes so madhurya, sweet, fragrant, and everything comes. Then Krishna tests all these things. Here, that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his book, describes it, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that went into the heart of Rupa Goswami, and when he hears it, Anarpitacharin Pirat Karunyava Tirunahakalo, or at the time of Ratha Yatra, he becomes so pleased, and he becomes so much a rasamaya vastu. So he prays the mercy of God here. He tells that this bhakti is without any reason. I have to keep.
Causeless.
Bhakti is causeless. And nirupadhika. Nirupadhika means by karma, yoga, tapasya, brata, homa, svadhyaya, sanyam, shastra, reading, hearing, it never comes. It comes only by itself. Bhakti is purna. Swayam prakashika. Swayam prakashika means
self-manifest.
Here he says that in Shastra it has been written that causeless mercy of God and Krishna, Bhagavan, and Bhagavata Bhakta, bhakti can be had. This is. Here he tells that God is also, God's kripa, mercy is also a hetu ki. No hetu, no cause. But here a man can think that if the God's mercy is without causeless, then why it not comes to all persons, all souls?
Equal.
It is the question. And if Krishna gives one person and not another person, then it is not causeless. And it will come fault on the Krishna, Bhagavan. If the same thing about bhakti, why a bhakti is doing mercy upon a special person? Why not to all? So if he gives his mercy on a certain person, certain jeev, there is vaishamya. Vaishamya means
favoritism.
Then he takes a slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. What?
Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Bhakta.
Krita Apeksha. Kira. Prema Maitri Kripa Apeksha Jah Karoti Samadhyama. See? Aramhatake. बाल से तदर्भने से नहीं ना उत्तम अधिकारी मध्यम अधिकारी अरे आरंभ होते कि मैंने सेकंड लाइन इज दिस प्रेम मैत्री इस परे तदर्भने से बाल सेसु दिशत्त से प्रेम मैत्री कृपा अपेक्षा जो करो समझ ईश्वरे प्रेम कृष्णे प्रेम ईश्वरे तद्दद अधिनेसु माने भक्त मैत्री बट मैत्री इज ऑफ थ्री काइंड टू सुप्रीम विथ सेवा मैत्री अंडरस्टैंड
सर्विंग द स्पिरिट
एंड इक्वल मैत्री एंड समथिंग लेस समथिंग कनिष्ठ Maitri will be with mercy,
daya.
Mixed with daya. Three kinds of maitri. And balusesu, mane agyanesu, those who have no bhakti siddhanta jnana. But they are sadhalu. They are sadhalu.
Faithful. Innocent people.
Then he will do mercy, like a disciple. And those who are bahirmukh,
turn their back on Krishna.
Then he will
avoid
them. Here, the lakshan means symptoms of madhyam adhikari. No vaisamya here. They have vaisamya. They can do four kinds of devahar.
Discrimination.
To four kinds of person. So here is not fault for Madhyam Adhikari to do kripa to a special person. Those who have faith, those who have saranagati, and viswas,
faith,
he can give them. And those who have no viswas, he can avoid them. So Madhyam Adhikari can, but what kind of Madhyam Adhikari? Sleep? Very minutely hearing? What kind of Madhyam Uttama?
Madhyam Uttama.
In Madhyam, Uttam Madhyam Siddhi.
Uttam
Uttam. Not Uttam. But in Madhyam, there are three big classes. Kanishta Madhyam, Madhyam Madhyam, and Madhyam Uttam.
What is the symptom of Madhyam Uttam?
According to their Saddha to Krishna and Siddhanta Jnana, they are divided into three. So Madhyam Uttam has... He is going to have bhakti. He has no bhav bhakti, but he is prepared and something is coming. And he knows all the kinds of siddhanta, bhakti siddhanta, tarangata, brahmanistha, sabdanistha, and no attachment is one. Attachment with Krishna Katha and Krishna name and Krishna personality. It is Madhyam Uttam. He can answer any question of disciples and the person and solve it. Some realization also, because Shuddha Sat is going to.
Already going or going to?
Going to. No.
Not yet come.
If that comes, it will be Uttam Adhikari.
Bhava.
Uttam Adhikari. Yeah. Billamangal was like in this stage.
Madhyamuttam.
Sarvadamodara Ramanand, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, all has played this part.
Madhyamuttam.
And Guru also plays the part whether he is of Uttam Adhikari. But when he will preach and make disciples, then he will have to this stage.
What if someone is Madhyam Madhyam or Kanista Madhyam? Madhyam Kanista or Madhyam Madhyam? Can he also do Kripa on others?
He can do also. All can do. But they have power to do something more. Then, if Madhyam Adhikari does Kripa to certain person having Sabdha, no harm. But here one thing is this. Bhagavat Kripa is Bhakta Kripa Anugamini. Understand?
The Lord's mercy follows the devotee's mercy.
This is it. That kind, the mercy of that kind of Bhakta. Praise for Krishna mercy. And Krishna is bound to give his mercy to that person. So, bhakti, bhakta has that kind of bhakti. And that kind of bhakti, by that, he please God, Krishna. And Krishna then have mercy. So, bhakti comes out of bhakti. Whether it is called that by God's mercy or bhakti mercy. But it comes only from bhakti. Bhakti sanjayate bhakti. Understand? Because a man cannot give bhakti who has no bhakti. And Krishna will not listen to that person who has no bhakti. And Krishna utmost mercy is Bhakta Vatsalya.
Can I ask a question? If the Madhyam Uttam, he prays to Krishna, Krishna will surely give his mercy upon that person. But what kind of help can the Madhyam Madhyam give? Because he is not so devoted to Krishna that Krishna is bound to fulfill his prayers. So how can the Madhyam Madhyam benefit someone else? In what way does he benefit someone?
By hearing Krishna Katha. In next hearing. And his what he has realized. How he has come to this stage. As Narada has told Vyas. Vyas has told Sukadeva Goswami. Sarup Damodar has told to Raghunath Das Goswami. Rup Goswami has told to Raghunath Das Goswami. This.
So he tries to realize Krishna as far as possible by hearing Krishna Katha, and he tells others what he has done.
And he prays to Krishna also to be merciful to that person.
Is his prayer powerful enough?
Sarang Sarnagati Haide Jahar Tahar Prathana Suneshi Nanda Kumar. Satyamana Thakur is telling that who are Sarnagat to? So who are Sarnagat to Krishna? Satyamana Thakur is telling that Krishna hears the prayers of that bhakta. And Krishna becomes so much merciful if his bhakta prays to give his bhakti and her his seva to that person, he becomes so glad, overjoyed. So the mercy of bhakta or mercy of God and mercy of bhakti is one thing. So it is, has been so stated in Srimad Bhagavata that bhakti comes out of his bhakti. then he still says, without sattva, anything cannot be done in bhakti kala. Sattva is of two kinds, laukiki and parlaukiki. Laukiki means material world. And paramarthiki is what? Paramarthiki is spiritual. If spiritual sattva has two kinds. One, from reading, we should know that by sattva we can have bhakti. So you should have sattva. Like pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Charitra, and so on. And one is advanced something. Paramarthika sattva, that is, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and bhakti, that is 10th canto. Sakya, Vatsal and Madhur. And seeing in bhakti, prem towards Krishna, if anyone has a little greed, then this sraddha is called Raganuga sraddha. And that called is Vidhi. Vaidhi sraddha. From Vaidhi sraddha we can go to prem and keep eti prem, but that prem will be Aishwarya prem of Vaikunthana. And from beginning, those who have Raganuga Atmika sraddha, they will have Braja prem.
May I say something? It is very interesting to note that our Guru Maharaj, one of the first books he translated was this Krishna book, Summary Study of Dasama Skanda of Bhagavatam. Immediately he gave us that book from the beginning.
Very good. But the second kind of sraddha is very rare. Only first class of, that is, from hearing Shastra, we should do sraddha, yet not sraddha, but we should have sraddha, then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. And this is general. And that class of first class, Raganuga Bhakti, hearing the pastimes of Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, how they tightened Krishna and gopis, if a man has greed, then they go up. Having the two kinds of sraddha, it is not enough to give a plant rope lagana to
water.
No.
Seed.
To seed. A plant is not enough. To give water to actual time and to protect is essential. We should see that no animal can eat it, and so protect and to nourish it. If we don't chant and hear the pastimes of Krishna, then two kinds of sraddha which has been created will die at once. They will dry. So sraddha by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, pastimes of our Gurudev, is also essential, and Vaishnava. We should hear and chant to tell.
Guru's pastimes also.
Guru? Without, they can not hear the pastimes of Krishna. This is the root. Then, what kind of your sadhya is? You will admire and you will want to hear that kinds of pastimes naturally.
Naturally.
A man wants to hear the pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. And one wants to hear only Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Charitra, and all others. No? He wants to read Mahabharatam, activities of Krishna, going in war with Arjuna and all these things. And hearing all Puranas. But actually having a greed towards Raganuga, he will like to hear only the past tense of Krishna with gopis or certain in which he has taste. No? I think that the books of Goswami will also be not less than Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam best heart has been written in these books. So both are of same degree. But in some ways, Goswami's books are very useful than Srimad Bhagavatam. How to read, how to enter in Srimad Bhagavatam, and how to do our practices is given in there. Manasikya, Upadeshamritam, and all these things. This book, Madhva Goswami Mani, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjvani Mani, these things are not stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. How to practice all these things? Only they have tested, not to make anyone want to enter. So, in all these books, for primary, you'll have to enter in this book. So, he's testing that at first it will be sadhu sangha, then sadhya, then again sadhu sangha. In first sadhu sangha, we only agyat sukruti we can do something here. But when sadhya comes by the mercy of that Vaishnava sangha, then he recognizes sadhu sangha. And he takes everything what he, then Sadguru Padashaya, then Guru Sushrusha, Seva Sushrusha, and all things he learns from him, how to do bhajan. In Srimad Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, 64 kinds of bhakti, first 10 is with, about Gurudev. Guru Seva should be done with Bishrambha. Bishrambha. Bishrambha means he is so great and so low, that should not be. Like a friend, Bandhu. Pan Bandhu. Pan Bandhu, you know.
Pran means life.
Heart and soul.
Heart and soul. Life and soul.
Like a, in this world, like a father, mother and boy, and priya priyatam.
Lover.
And beloved.
So, with pran we will start, not only oh Prabhu, what should I do? No. You should know the ambition of your Gurudev. And without waiting for his order, we should do that thing. What he wants in every respect. But Guru should be of that quality And this sickness of beast also of same category. Not same category, but for service. No fear, nothing, wanting, as if by heart we are serving. As you have served, and more you will have to serve after having this teaching, then Guru Padasya, Guru Seva Visambhava, and all other we will teach, we will learn. Then there are two kinds of Shraddha, Anisthita, Nisthita. First is Anisthita.
Unsteady.
And steady, Nisthita. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is described. He has taken that slope of Nisthita. When we have not decided that whether we should be married or not married, whether we should live in house, home, with wife and children, or we should leave them, all are Anisthita. Whether we should, Anisthita is of six kinds. Utsahamai, Ghanatarla, Dhyudhikalta, Vishayarangini, Vishayasangara, Tarangarangini, Niyamakshana. These are six kinds. Perhaps you have read, no need to describe, or something.
You can give the translation of each. or we can, as you like.
Very short, I'm giving. Utsahmai, as a boy has given to school, and master is telling that you should write A. And teaches him. He writes A. Oh, you are very good boy. You are very
goody.
Huh?
Very intelligent.
Intelligent. Oh. And he gets slapped on his head. He knows that I have read everything. he comes to her mother and tells that, oh, I have learned everything today. Then he tells that you should write Jade. But he cannot write. He takes boy that and gets a slap. So many times I have told you to write, but you cannot write. Then he leaves. And he thinks that from tomorrow I will not come to school. And he rips and goes to mother, I will not go to school. So this is Utsahamayi. And then Dhyudhikalta. Ghanatarla. Sometimes Utsah, sometimes Anutsah. Bhakti is going. When Guru tells a sister that you should go to Bhiksha, and he took something and gave to Gurudev. Gurudev, oh, very good, very good. You have done so much service to Krishna. Then he is very proud. And when he sees any fault, he says, you are a very bad boy. You have no bhakti. And he repeats something by mercy, but he is not capable to. So he becomes so much distressed. So that is called Ghanatarala. Dhyudhikalta, whether I should live in householder or leave everything. Because we see that Prahlad Maharaj was Grihastha, Pandava Grihastha, gopis there, also Grihastha, Nanda Yashoda also Grihastha. So I too live with family. But Narada has lived, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being married, and he left. Raghunath Das Goswami has, and Rupa Goswami. Oh, it is a well of bees.
Poison.
Again, oh, my father and mother, we will be.
Not today.
This is beautiful kalpa. He never comes to at a decision point.
Yeah.
Bishai Sangra. Bishai means a bhog of all these things. To wear high dresses, to eat all these things, name and fame, all these things. He wants to chant 64 rounds. But Janmashtami comes. And he is engaged and that some recognized person, well-known person comes and he is talking and seeing he is giving honor to that person. He cannot chant. He gives something, donation or anything, and he remembers that thing. Involved in this thing. This is Bishai Sangara. He wants that I will take delicious things. I will take only lafada and shushka roti.
Dry chapati.
Dry chapati. But when he sits with so many bhakti and anything comes, now he, what to do? But all bhaktas are telling that you should take. It is Mahaprasad. Oh, what to do? Anyhow, I will have to take. So, quarreling with all vices, bhogs, sometimes defeated and sometimes undefeated, goes on. But he wants to
go higher.
Nimak Kshama. He wants to daily hear from 3 in morning to 10 in night. But sometimes he becomes like me and had to go to Bombay in hospital and what to do. And sometimes sleeping, sometimes anything comes. So he's not incapable to doing all these things. Taranga Rangini, sometimes deep name and fame and all things come, and he is in Taranga Rangini. See it when in this book.
He's enjoying the wave of material enjoyment.
If okay, 4 kinds of more anarth had been given, we'll have to leave it. Duskriti Uttha Anartha, Sukriti Uttha Anartha, Bhakti Uttha Anartha and Aparadha Uttha. First is Duskriti Uttha. If you have passed these 6 stages, after that this is Duskriti Uttha. What you have done in past life as a path, for their fruit comes Duskriti Uttha, that is fever, so many rogues, and quarrels and everything. We should not be involved in them. We should chant and hear katha and katha, please, so that we can go up. Sukriti Uttha, what we have done, punya, you know, Unlearned. Impervious life. The fruit will come. And if you are involved in that, we should also fall down. So, we should not be involved in this. Who can look suffering and
enjoyment.
What pleasure. It comes, we should take it without asakti.
Attachment.
And what is uncool to our bhakti, we will adopt it.
Favorable
to bhakti. And leave all these things aside. Aparadhutta. What we have done, aparadh, gyat aparadh, are known or unknown. It will come. And we should all be chanting Harinam in this. Then it will go. And in this time, if you have done any aparadh to any Shuddha Vaishnava, we should go and beg pardon. And this is so much serious, he is not getting
forgiveness.